later.
Senate Bill 197, an act to create a statewide underground tank cleanup program.
Senate Bill 197, having had its second reading for final consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Dwayne Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, in an attempt to address the problem of the estimated 800 places in South Dakota that have underground storage tanks that were abandoned before 1988, Senate Bill 197 was drafted to get these tanks removed and clean up any remaining hydrocarbon contamination. This past summer, Governor Janklow directed the Department of Environment and Natural Resources and the Petroleum Release Compensation Fund to do a pilot program for the abandoned tanks at 10 locations. Using contractors, these two agencies worked together to remove 22 tanks from those 10 locations. The pilot study was successful in demonstrating the owners of the abandoned storage tanks will voluntarily allow the state to remove these tanks and that these tanks can be removed quickly and safely. Senate Bill 197 will take what was learned in this pilot project and apply it to completing a statewide cleanup within the next 2 to 3 years. By removing these tanks, we will be removing whatever petroleum products and sludges are left in them and thus protect our groundwater resources. Essentially, Senate Bill 197 does 6 things. First of all, it creates a statewide underground storage tank cleanup program, funds the cleanup through the Petroleum Release Compensation Fund, and establishes eligibility criteria. Number two, it makes all tanks removals, to include waste oil tanks, eligible for the program. Number three, it authorizes a lien for up to $10,000 or the cost of the tank removal, whichever is less, to be placed on the property for up to 5 years. Section four authorizes DENR to be responsible for administering the tank removal and for the payments to be made by the Petroleum Release Compensation Fund. Section five authorizes secretaries of the DENR and DOT to adopt rules regarding practices and procedures necessary to carry out the bill. And number six preserves the ability of the Petroleum Release Compensation Fund to serve as a financial insurance for tank owners by allowing the director to suspend payments of the project if the fund balance goes below $5 million. Senate Bill 197 will finish the work started 12 years ago when our tank storage tank program was created. The abandoned storage tanks targeted in this bill have been abandoned for longer than that or up to that time. It will just continue the good work that the Petroleum Compensation Fund has already started, and I urge your support of Senate Bill 197.
Further remarks, Senate Bill 197. Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, Mr. Speaker, I have an amendment at the desk.
This would be 197FA.
That is correct.
Has it been distributed?
I wish to speak to the amendment and the bill.
Has it been distributed?
Yes, it has.
Is there a second? Comments on the motion to amend? Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, when this bill first came from the governor's office, his intent was to clean up all the abandoned tanks from 1998 on. If you look at your original Senate bill, it states in there, in service on or after April 1, 1998. That bill was amended in the Senate down to 1988 from a fear of the petroleum marketeers that there would be some stations that had been abandoned since 1988 that would take advantage of this program. Even though they could afford to take the tanks out themselves, there was a fear that they would take advantage of the generosity of the Petroleum Release Compensation Fund. The concern I have with the bill is that it absolutely locks out the DENR from looking at any abandoned tank from 1988 on. It just strangles the department in their attempt to clean up the environment in South Dakota concerning these tanks from 1988 to the present date. My amendment, if you'd read it carefully, is very explicit, and it says that the Department of Natural Resources may look at any tank abandoned from 1988 to the present if the person can prove to the DENR that they were financially unable to participate in the Petroleum Release Compensation Program that went into effect in 1988. If you remember I don't know if a lot of you were aware of that, that was the federal government that came in 1988 and said, we want to get these tanks all brought up to date, required that a lot of the stations clean up their tanks, upgrade and whatever. And many stations did that, cost them thousands of dollars. But there were also many stations that were financially unable to do so, and the proprietors just abandoned those stations, took their pumps out, and just walked away. I have a concern for those, and there is no doubt it is a limited amount of these stations that were abandoned in mostly the smaller towns. I discovered one of these in my travels across the state buying antique cars in the northern part of our state, of an elderly gentleman that had that station since in the 50s, closed it down in 1992. Absolutely a penniless man, a very nice guy, but is unable to participate in either the Petroleum Release Compensation Program or the program that is being that is going to be acted on today. However, if his tanks leak and he does have a problem, then and only then can he apply for federal funds and allow himself, and allow us to go in and help him to clean up. So it's a difficult position that this bill has put the DENR and the governor's office in. And what I'm saying is that under this bill from 1988 on, the only way you can clean up a tank is either you do it on your own or you have to wait until there's a hazard environment to our state. So this amendment, what it does is that if a person comes into the DENR, gives the DENR a financial statement and proves to them beyond a doubt that they did not have the $10,000 to participate in the Petroleum Release Compensation Program, they could then be looked at to participate in this program, and the DENR would make that final decision. So all this amendment really does, it just gives the DENR a chance to look at these tanks. That's all it does. It doesn't say they have to. It doesn't add any money to the program. It doesn't cost the program any more money. It just says that if a guy comes to the DENR or a person comes to the DENR and feels he might have a problem, if this amendment passes, at least the DENR can take a look at it. It's a very good amendment. I've talked to all of the petroleum marketeers lobbyists. Out of the three lobbyists, two of them are on board and the other one is somewhat lukewarm. But the four major oil companies are totally in favor of this amendment. One of the petroleum marketeers said that they just wouldn't take a position on it, and the other one said that they were lukewarm. So I have addressed the fears that dealt with the big money guy and have only dealt with the little guy that flat couldn't afford it. I would ask for your support on this amendment.
Further remarks? Representative Kaczmarzak.
Thank you very much, Speaker. Members of the body, I thank you very much, Representative Sutton, for explaining the bill. And I think that I would ask this. I guess if you agree with Representative Sutton and that you agree that our environment is one that we need to protect and be aware of, I would suggest that you agree with Representative Napoli. I think Representative Napoli comes forth with a very good addition to Representative Sutton's bill. I guess it's a situation where what is so magic about 1988? If it was good then, it should be good thereafter. It's really quite as simple as that. And so I would suggest that we do become better caretakers. And I agree with the bill, and I also agree with the amendment. I would ask you to support both the amendment and the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Same member wishes to speak for Representative Sutton. Speaks a second time. Representative Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a point of clarification. The date of April 1st, 1988, as it was presented in the original bill as April 1st of 1998, was just a clerical mistake by LRC, and it was changed because 1988 was the date that the tank coverage started the Petroleum Release Compensation Fund. So it was just a typographical error that was made by LRC. So what this does is addresses those tanks that did not fall under this program from that time forward. And I consider this amendment to be friendly and urge you to pass both the amendment and the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question for the House then is the Napoli motion to amend 197FA. All those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. 197 is so amended. Representative Waltman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment at the desk.
This would be 197TA.
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
It has been distributed, I assume.
Yes, it has.
Is there a second? There is a second. Comments on the motion to amend. Representative Waltman, it was a close call there.
Well, I've always agreed with the with the cleanup fund and the way it's been used in the years past, and I don't have any disagreement with the way this bill is being presented and the amendment that was put on. I agree with all of that. But we're kind of talking about cleaning up abandoned fuel tanks. And I think what you're going to find is most of these tanks are in small towns and communities that have been abandoned even long before 1988, whether they were leaking or not. It's simply a matter of economics, and most of these small service stations were put out of business. And now, if we're going to get these tanks cleaned up and out of the ground, I question whether or not someone owning a piece of property in a small town, and I know a lot of these kind of properties, that's been abandoned. The town is, for the most part, is dead. The property, a lot where a service station once was, is virtually of no value or very little. But some of these people still hang on to that property, hoping someday maybe they can make it valuable some way or another. But the question whether or not somebody's going to spend $10,000 on a piece of property that might probably be valued at a couple hundred dollars by the local assessor is questionable. So the amendment I have offered here is to encourage, hopefully, some of these property owners that have these tanks to at least be a part of this cleanup effort. And so my amendment would change the $10,000 that the property owner has to provide under the old cleanup formula to $2,500. It's an arbitrary figure. I don't even know if that would encourage a lot of them to do that, but maybe they will. So think about this. I rather doubt that we're going to get many of these abandoned tanks cleaned up at $10,000 a lick to the property owner. But maybe we'll get a few of them at $2,500. If you're really sincere about this program, you want to see it continue, then I'd urge you to support this amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks? Representative Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I would urge you to not pass this amendment. The original petroleum compensation fund was set up with a $10,000 deductible, and it worked well. And for us to now lower this to $2,500, I don't think would be a good plan. Basically, Representative Napoli's amendment has already allowed the Secretary of the Environment and Natural Resources to determine if there are financial hardships that would qualify for those properties to be paid for under a different program. So I would urge you to defeat or not pass this amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Napoli.
Well, Mr. Speaker, members of the body, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to speak to the amendment.
Yes, you may.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, I would urge you to defeat this amendment because if you look at the bill, it says $10,000 or the actual cost of taking out the tanks, whichever is less. When we heard the bill in committee, it was stated that they estimated it would cost between $2,000 and $3,000 per tank to remove these tanks. And so it's, you know, I'm comfortable in my thoughts that it shouldn't cost more than $2,000 or $3,000 according to the testimony to pull these tanks. And if we lowered it to $2,500, this will be a money losing proposition for the Petroleum Release Compensation Fund, which is something we don't necessarily have in mind. Also bear in mind that there is a 5-year limit on the lien. If it goes over 5 years, then the DENR will decide whether or not they will continue the lien or just drop it, and it wouldn't cost the person anything. So I would urge you to defeat this amendment. It certainly doesn't help this bill a bit, and I think we have a good bill without this amendment.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question for the House then is the Waltman motion to amend. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion failed. Further remarks on Senate Bill 197? Hearing none. The question for the House then is the final passage of Senate Bill 197 as amended. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. Clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64, nays 2, excused 4.
Senate Bill 197, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.